Hello and welcome to International Report. Nepal promised to rewrite its mountaineering rules after 11 deaths this spring on Mount Everest. As the climbing season came to an end, veterans blamed the carnage on the world's highest mountain and unruly pileups by rookie adventure seekers. Eight others, including four Brits, two Americans, and an Australian, died elsewhere in the bleak Himalayas. This report by Vikram Roy, who traveled to Kathmandu, is presented by Michael Fitzpatrick.
Nepal is reluctant to tighten the rules. The license to climb Mount Everest is tagged at 9,800 euros. When you add in the cost of equipment and other expenses, that brings the total bill to 40,000 euros per climber. That's a serious sum for the impoverished nation. This spring, Nepal handed out 381 permits, that's the highest number ever. As a result, it became a death race to the top. Reza Ali is a climber from Kashmir.
Lots of people died this year, everyone knows, and it's been a carnage. And I should say it has become a death race there because there was massive traffic jam and people are pushing themselves who are not even capable of doing it. They do it, they try to summit. According to me, I think the government of Nepal, they should limit the number of climbers for 1 year or season, and they should check probably how is a climber actually, is he a certified climber?
South Africa's Kelly Letcher also appeared exasperated. Compatriot Sally Kumalo made history this season by becoming the first black African woman to conquer Everest through a mad scramble of untrained adventure seekers wearing huge high-altitude jackets.
I can tell you that at above 4,000 metres, it's difficult to sleep, you don't rest, you lose your appetite, your oxygen level's low, so even going higher is more difficult. But those guys spend months training and stuff. And then you have a weather window and then you still have another 3 days to the top. But I think it's just one of those things where there's so many people who want to do it, who train. And I think maybe there should be a limit on how many people go up each day, because you only have a limited supply of oxygen. And if you're tired, you're tired. You might make it to the top, but you still have to make it down.
Nepal does not assess the health condition of climbers, neither does it evaluate their mountaineering skills or even provide a mandatory checklist of the gear they must have. 37-year-old Indian civil servant Ravinda Kumar has scaled the 29,000-foot Everest twice before.
One is weather window, second is number of climber, and third is inexperienced climber. So yes, I feel that government should check number of people attempting in 1 day. Plus, there has to be certain minimum level of training. Why? Because 1 week climber decides the fate of all climber. I don't say that yes, number should be limited, number of people should be limited. If there is good weather window, then more number of people should attempt. Less in every day. If there are limited weather window, then yes, there has to be check on number.
Photographs showing the human traffic jam on the final ridge leading to the peak have led to general criticism. But local guides, the Sherpas, say the circus can only become more lethal. And German climber David Gottler seems to agree.
Human nature that something which is can be deadly, can be dangerous, is expensive. This attracts more and more people. This is this year where we have so many deaths and accidents, you will see this just increases the people who come next year to want to try the same.
Nearly 300 people have died climbing Everest. Climate change has now started exposing more bodies. Climbers' families are increasingly anxious to get the remains of their kin back. And now trekker groups are offering to retrieve corpses. That service carries a hefty price tag.